Well, welcome. Shouldn't make you seated. Thank you. Welcome to the second Sunday of Advent. And Christmas Eve is on a Sunday this year, so we'll have 11 o'clock service and 5 o'clock, right, Betty?
Yes.
Christmas Eve?
Yes.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. So just know, be prepared for that. And we have some of our folks missing this morning because of the weather, and I understand that, including my wife. She's recovering very nicely, but she's still a little wobbly on her feet. And, you know, the carport we have is detached from the house, and I don't know if I want to walk through all that mud puddles. Okay. Excuse that, yes. Yeah. And I'm so grateful. And Joanne is normally our liturgist, and it's okay that you forgot your glasses. That's all right. You're awake, and your eyes are beautiful, and you're filled with the Spirit. So Travis and I can handle it, can't we? And we got a good assistant. Arthur and Philip is going to be doing the honors of lighting the Advent wreath for us this week, and we thank you for that. Now, next week, Betty, is it you and Phil is going to light the Advent wreath? And then the last or the fourth Sunday is Debbie McCoy and Randy and her family. So that leaves me with the Christmas Eve service. Judy and I have no problem doing it, but if one of you would like to volunteer for the candlelight Christmas Eve lighting of the Advent wreath, just let me know. Let's see, any other announcements good for the cause this morning? I don't think so. Arthur, Philip, would you come and do the honors of the Advent wreath?